Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Swift Hour. I'm your host, Keisha Berry, and we've got a wonderful partner I'd like to introduce to our listeners today, Lintbox. Today's guest knows all things related to pricing and rebate strategies and how to turn pricing complexity into opportunity. Yep, with intelligent pricing. Bringing siloed data for both pricing and rebates into one platform gives you visibility across every aspect of your pricing so that you can maximize some serious gains. That's what we're talking about in today's episode with Lintbox. So let's get into it. Please welcome to the Swift Hour, Steve Pepler, Vice President of Product and Business Transformation at Lintbox. Steve, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Keisha. I'm really happy to be here today.
So Steve, on the Swift Hour podcast, we've covered topics ranging from supply chain to warehouse management strategies to diving deep into various industries and tech trends with the goal to help our listeners get ahead of that eight ball and drive innovation forward for their businesses. So profitability remains a significant challenge across all sectors, dealing with the impact of inflation, soaring costs, unstable supply chains. And so pricing remains a top priority for business leaders. Listeners, in today's episode with Lintbox, we're going to discuss some of the latest pricing trends and insights to provide strategies. Before we get into the topic at hand, Steve, why don't you just start by telling our listeners a little bit about yourself and your background?
Yeah, great. I'm happy to. So as you mentioned, my name is Steve Pepler. I'm one of the originators at Lintbox, and I'm currently the VP of Product and Business Transformation. How I got to Lintbox was actually I was a customer, and I've honed my skills around this space in terms of pricing and rebates and trade promotions management, originally through experience with consumer goods companies like Kraft Canada and Pepsi, Quaker Oats, as well as some of the tech brands around SanDisk, which has become Western Digital, and Hewlett Packard before they split. I've been with Lintbox on and off now. I had a split in the middle, but I've been working for Lintbox for around 20 years, and I've worked closely with pretty much all of our customers, whether they be a distributor or a manufacturer, or in some cases a retailer. And it's been globally across, mainly across North America, Europe, and Asia Pac. But we do have a big presence in Africa as well now. So, yeah, and we were working with your folks at Wipro for the last 2 to 3 years. It's been great. So in terms of what my role is, I'm kind of the, my remit is all things around the product and business transformation. So I'm trying to make sure our platform and functionality is keeping up with our customers' requirements and needs, and trying to, in some cases, step ahead of them. So, you know, as demand for effective and more agile pricing solutions continues to grow, especially with wider market volatility we've seen in the last couple of years, that this whole area is becoming more important than ever. So, yeah, we're really trying to help customers maximize their margins and minimize any revenue loss they may have through leakage. And, you know, we're delighted to be partnering with Wipro to do just that.
Likewise, we are very excited for our partnership. And, you know, Steve, you know that scenario where you'd write your idea or your business plan on a cocktail napkin, you slide it over to the investor or to a customer? What would you write? Who's Lintbox, short and sweet?
Sure. So Lintbox exists to help businesses that have complex pricing and rebates to effectively manage those, streamline them, and automate it. So we support our customers to protect their margins, you know, trying to maximize their revenue by consolidating all those functions into one place. So pricing, rebates, settlements, claims, deductions, chargebacks, pass-through spending, we consolidate all those into one automated accurate and easy to use solution. On top of that, we have a powerful pricing engine with our intuitive application that allows you to process really large data sets at speed. So essentially, we supercharge these processes for any ERP. So we enable businesses from a wide range of solutions and industries worldwide to save time and money and to say goodbye to complicated or unreliable manual processes.
I like that. I think we'll have to leverage that you guys supercharge any ERP. So I like that. It's got a good ring.
It does.
So, yeah, it does. So why did the partnership with Wipro work, do you think?
Yeah, for us, it was a pretty simple win-win. We had a mutual Infor customer and some very interesting prospects. While at the same time, we didn't have too much experience with the Infor solutions for distribution. So with Wipro, we found a partner who has that deep knowledge and customer base in the Infor space that's well-respected both by Infor and the Infor customer base. So, you know, as Wipro is looking to offer high-value solutions to their customers, we kind of fit in there with their pricing and rebate solution. So we now have a great solution that addresses, you know, challenges that clients have on the pricing and rebate front with a partner in Wipro that knows the way around most, if not all, of Infor's solutions. And with our joint customer, we saw some other synergies come to light around how we operate, go to market, and we're excited to bring value together for Infor customers with Wipro.
Yeah, likewise, we agree. So, guess what?
What?
I've got something. Like, I got something for you. So, you ready?
Yeah.
So this is something I haven't done yet on the podcast, and it's called Rapid Fire. So I'm going to ask you a series of questions. First thing that comes to the top of your mind, you know, dilly-dallying. So are you ready?
I guess I am.
Here we go. Yeah. You really don't have a choice. So here we go. Today's Rapid Fire question starts now, and they're all around content that I found. You know, I'm a detective, a bit, a sleuth, from your website and your Power to the Pricing People series that you host. So,
okay.
All right, here we go. Name one key takeaway from Flintfox CEO John Moss's EPP Manufacturing keynote last month. Kind of specific.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. I think the key thing there was we had a study that we did, and John was able to show that there's a significant gap between manufacturers' pricing strategies and their ability to actually execute them. You know, 94% of businesses that we studied said they were concerned about how quickly they can react to market pressures and fluctuating costs with price changes, and it goes up and down the supply chain.
So, very top of mind for folks. Okay, are you ready? Next one. Why did Wendy's hit the headlines recently? So why did Wendy's hit the headlines?
Another good one. So let me think. I believe Wendy's went and made an announcement that they were planning to test demand-based or some sort of dynamic pricing in the next year, which of course led to some significant backlash against them because people are they don't want to pay more for a burger if there's higher demand necessarily, even though it may make sense for Wendy's to do that. So it's a sensitive topic in today's high inflation environment.
Especially when it comes to a Frosty and fries. Come on. We want to know how much that costs.
Exactly.
All right, ready? Complex pricing made simple. What's driving the cost of a box of chocolates?
Yeah, this is, you know, something I think that's common around the world these days. I've seen in the newspapers and online that I believe cocoa pricing has rocketed in recent months, and I think it's poor weather or similar, and you know, those kind of things have to pass through into the cost of chocolates if the majority of your or the largest ingredient in your box of chocolates is cocoa. At some point, you're going to have to pass those cost increases through to the consumer and stuff as it may be.
Yeah, I don't want my chocolates to increase either. This is hitting me hard, actually, now that we're talking about it. All right, next one. What does pricing and rebates at speed and scale mean?
Yeah, so we have what we call our Flintfox Performance Pricing Engine, and what that enables businesses to do is to manage their day-to-day pricing and rebates, you know, at high speed with accuracy. And so by pricing and or being able to process pricing at high speed in real time, that means that any consumer of a price, whether that be a website, a point of sale device, an EDI file that's coming in to be priced, that can all be done in instantly or in seconds, which enables you to sell through any channel or device or application that meets your needs, so that you're not missing out on sales in, you know, remote areas or channels that are not traditional to your core business that you manage through your ERP.
Mm-hmm. So you catch it all and look at it all. Mm-hmm. All right, last one. Name three flations aside from inflation and tell us what they mean.
Yeah, another good one. There's lots of flations around. So the first one I think would be the concept of shrinkflation, which you know, what you're seeing in the grocery stores and all over. It's basically a term for when the product price stays the same, but the actual amount of product or the volume of the product decreases. I know, for example, with soap bars, they now have sporty rounded edges, which is another way to remove remove material from the bar of soap to reduce the amount of soap, but keep the price the same and the box size the same. So I guess another one that's got a little bit more negative is greedflation, you know, which is a term we hear around, used to accuse businesses of exploiting, you know, price hikes, especially when they see, you know, if there's a lot of press around commodities and other things going up in price, and you can take advantage of that even if your costs didn't go up themselves. Yeah. And then I think one more probably be streamflation. So everybody's seen their streaming services like Apple and Netflix, Spotify even. They've been increasing the pricing, as well as in some cases reducing or restricting the services, you know, in terms of who can use your streaming service. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Grandma can no longer use your platform.
Exactly. Yeah.
I know. I've been through it. No, yeah, I feel all those. But you know what? I didn't know. I guess I hadn't heard streamflation, hadn't heard that one. So yeah, pretty painful. Okay. Yeah. In doing my research on Flintbox, what you bring to the table specifically to complex pricing and rebates is real-time visibility, accuracy, flexibility, and huge margin gains with a single centralized platform. So can you speak about that and specifically how it plays out for a manufacturing and distribution and for customers?
Sure. We like to say that we typically focus on three areas. We call them foundations, operations, and visibility. So for wholesalers, distributors, and manufacturers, you know, we're managing really large volumes of transactions, and we're bridging the purchasing side from suppliers through to the selling side to customers, and linking products as they flow through that supply chain. So if you're a manufacturer, we tend to focus on the products and customers and bring them together to create a single source of truth, you know, for all of their pricing and rebate data. And we can also bring in their indirect data from their distributors. And then as a distributor, we manage both sides of the fence. So the purchase pricing rebates, as well as the sell side. And the sell side, that can include, you know, vendor or supplier revenue that is earned based on who you sell to. Yeah.
Right. You need that single source of truth. That has a nice ring to it and certainly just resonates to every business owner, right? They need that. So do you have any examples that you want to share with our listeners?
Yeah, I can think of one that is really kind of a supercharged single source of truth. And it's Wesco, who are a large electrical products distributor based in the U.S. And you know, what we're doing with Wesco is they've grown a lot over the years with acquisitions, especially in the last decade. And they're at a point now where they have 27 different ERP solutions operating in their businesses. And if you think about that, that's 27 different pricing solutions, 27 different rebate managements. You know, they're purchasing through 27 solutions. So what we've done there and Infor is at many of their accounts for many of their ERP solutions. What we've done with Wesco is to centralize all of their pricing and rebate management, both for purchasing and for sales, so that now instead of 27 separate solutions, they have one center mm-hmm. solution. And each of those 27 solutions that either orders or takes orders in can now call our pricing live directly from our central pricing engine. And it will deliver back the price as well as all the price waterfall details that lead to a gross mm-hmm. margin. So any special price authorizations either being received on a purchase or chargeable back to a supplier based on a sale, they're all managed in one place. So it is increased their efficiency, but also to reduce the amount of administration across disparate systems. So, yeah.
I mean, huge project. And I'm just curious, what do you think would be the first sort of win that they would see in a huge implementation like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the very first win for them was just being able to administer everything in one location. So mm-hmm. they, you know, no longer have to have 27 groups of people all doing things their own way. By setting that foundation, they're mm-hmm. you know, they can now add on other best of breed solutions and really push forward with the areas in which they can mm-hmm. add value. And for us specifically, the value we add is around making sure that the SPAs, the special price authorizations that they receive based on who they purchase from, when they purchase, where they purchase from, and then on the other end, they receive based on who they sold to, when they sold to, and how they sold to somebody. Making sure those things are matched together so that a discount given to a customer is matched and supported by their supplier support, so they don't end up giving a discount without the collecting the supplier revenue that supports that discount. Because if you give the discount on the basis that you're receiving funds from your supplier, mm-hmm. you lose twice because you've given a discount and you've lost the mm-hmm. Revenue. So they saw significant savings or gains immediately from that automated matching of selling and buy side.
That's great.
Yeah.
So can you talk a little bit more about how Flintbox's offering is relevant to businesses operating in the distribution and manufacturing industries, just a little more broadly?
Sure. Yeah, we, as we've seen in the last few years, there's been a lot of increase or unprecedented increase in challenges for both manufacturing and distribution industries, from the pandemic to record rates of inflation and, supply chain costs and shipping and things. So even now, the market's sort of volatile and it's vulnerable to external shocks, everything from, wars in the Middle East and Red Sea shipping issues to the price shocks, as you mentioned, the price of cocoa. So amid this, kind of complexity, pricing, the ability to change pricing and make sure it's accurate and up to date is kind of a key factor in protecting profitability, as well as managing your short and long term business growth to make sure you've got the right price at the right time, whether you are a distributor or a manufacturer, and really to maximize those profits and remain competitive, we're seeing manufacturers and distributors more and more be dependent upon the ability to dynamically price and have those capabilities that enable them to set different prices based on, where a customer is located, how difficult or easy it is to deliver to them, what channels they're in, what their competitive environment looks like, and other criteria. So we kind of support all those factors that go into calculating a price or a promotional price and collecting, the rebates that are passed through or being offered as a manufacturer. So if we can streamline that complex pricing and rebates and help them, match the rate of change in the marketplace, then we think we're adding a lot of value these days.
Definitely adding a ton of value. I mean, when you look at all the players that are looking at pricing for an organization, leadership, sales and marketing, finance, what's the win for these players?
Yeah, I think, by automating and streamlining pricing with, you know, an intelligent pricing solution like ourselves, pretty much all aspects of a business can benefit. The when things are accurate and we're producing real-time data through pricing automation and rebate automation, it helps teams, you know, such as sales and marketing, to really understand their customer base so they can cater to purchasing trends and sales trends and encourage greater customer loyalty. The same data can also be used to produce, you know, valuable insights for leadership and finance teams in terms of customer profitability and allowing them to leverage their understanding of what their true margins are by product, by customer, by channel, even by vendor or type of transaction, that they can leverage that and utilize that data to make better strategic decisions or informed decisions around pricing processes and at the same time optimizing their revenue.
So, you know, I know you shared a success story earlier, but do you have any others?
Yeah, think of it like a couple of distributors. I mean, the first I can think of is it's a global electrical distributor, so a competitor to Wesco called Sonepar. And we've been working with them actually in Norway since 2010 or 11. But now we've been selected as the pricing and accrual engine for 17 to 20 more country rollouts. And what's interesting about that is that those countries themselves, they kind of run independently as entities, but the central organization, you know, kind of sets the standards around what they can select as their solution set. So they have they've chosen three solution sets from an ERP point of view. So each of these countries can either select from Infor, SAP, or Dynamics 365. And the good thing is Flintfox is the approved solution regardless of the ERP selected. So we're excited about that. So with them as a distributor, we manage all their buy-side pricing, incoming rebates, and outgoing pricing and rebates, and kind of linking the two, as I said, with Wesco around similar processes. And in most countries, the terminology is different, but it's the same processes. Another one I think kind of illustrative is a customer we've had for a few years called SiteOne Landscape Supply, and they're used to be John Deere Landscape, and they're the largest supplier of landscape products in North America. They've got over 600 stores or branches, you know, in the field. And what we did for them was they had grown again through acquisition and had some disparate systems, but they had an infrastructure around their point of sale that they wanted to keep. But the issue was it was too slow as they grew and added more stores and more acquisitions. They were unable to keep up with the pace required to pull a price out of their system at the time somebody scans an item at the till. So that was slowing down their business in store. But also they were looking to implement e-commerce pricing and sell directly B2B and B2C. And the only way they could get prices was from this kind of slower a legacy point of sale system, which meant they were unable to launch any e-commerce sites. So they brought us in specifically to speed up their pricing, and you know, we supercharged it. I'll use that term again. At the point of sale across those 600 stores, as they scan items, the price is being pulled directly from the Flintfox pricing engine. So in real time, they're now able to scan in, you know, milliseconds per customer, per product. And then as a result, that from that same central pricing engine, they're able to pull prices in each of their e-commerce sell sites, websites that that they've rolled out since going live with Flintfox. So they've got, I think, six sites at the moment. You know, in Canada, they have to have two languages. They have B2B and B2C, and then B2B and B2C in the USA. So, yeah, all good success story.
Nice. Wow. I didn't know that they used to be John Deere.
Yeah, John Deere said, you know, a lot of these companies, they acquire and divest as they grow. And yeah, this is SiteOne, one of those.
Great. I mean, I appreciate you sharing those success stories. I mean, I know everyone loves to hear specifically how you've helped organizations. So those are some great success stories. We're getting towards the end of our time today. So any last thoughts before I let you go?
Sure. I mean, I encourage you and anybody who's listening to reach out to Keisha to connect with us, and she can help coordinate and link you up with Flintbox through Wipro. That'd be great if you could do that.
And again, be sure to download the Swift Hour wherever you get your podcasts. And thank you so much, Steve. And I'm your host, Keisha Berry. And until next time, this is the Swift Hour.